Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. Thanks for listening this afternoon. Chris Taliaferro is an alderman for the 29th Ward, and you want to censure one of your fellow aldermen. Tell me about that.
Well, one of the things that, and first, thanks for having me on your program. One of the things I want to give Alderman Cicho Lopez an opportunity to do is to explain his actions. Before we censure anyone, I think there needs to be an explanation of his actions and give him that opportunity before the conversation of censure arises. And so I am a proponent and agree with having a special city council meeting to give him that opportunity. Because a lot of my colleagues, to include myself, can only go by what we see in the media by way of picture or video. And from that, we have to find out the facts behind it. And the best way to do that is to have that discussion on the city council floor.
So this is all now, because of what happened on Friday. There was a rally outside of City Hall. A flag was burned to protest the U.S. support for Israel. And do you believe he was a part of it, or he was speaking while it was burning? What's the story that you've heard or that you've seen so far?
Well, I've heard so many different stories, to be quite honest. I've heard several versions of what had happened and what occurred. And I think my colleagues have as well. And so I think it's important to find out factually what happened and what occurred, because certainly there's some pictures out there that you've probably seen as well, with Alderman Cicho Lopez standing within 2 to 3 feet of a flag that had been burned, and also standing in front of a backdrop that promotes the message that President Biden, to some degree, is responsible for genocide.
Okay, Alderman, let's back up one sec, though. You say you haven't heard, or you've heard a variety of things.
I've heard a variety of stories.
Okay, well, here's what the alderman says. The statement they put out says, contrary to false claims, videos and photographs clearly demonstrate that the alderman arrived after the individual had burned the American flag earlier in the event. At no point was his attention drawn to the flag, nor did he endorse or support such action. So he has addressed it. That's not good enough for you.
No, I understand he's addressing that, and I didn't hear those statements before or prior to his, even our interview today. But he can address that, on the city council floor as well. And that gives him that opportunity that I think that he deserves to do so. We could read it in the media, but ultimately, I think Alderman Cicho Lopez owes his colleagues, and himself, an opportunity to answer questions, number one, but to speak his truth on what did occur on that day. If he didn't know about it, and he and I have spoken, and I've expressed this to him as well, if he did, in fact, arrive after the fact, then let us know that.
Well, when you spoke, did he tell you that he arrived after the fact?
Yes, he did. He just did. But he spoke to me. And this actually literally was 2 seconds before your call came in. He and I just had a brief conversation, about 15 minutes or so. And so that's what I explained to Alderman Cicho Lopez as well. The facts that you're telling me, I think it's important that you tell your colleagues as well.
Okay,
and that's your colleagues in the city council.
Let's dive into that. So you're saying you just spoke with the alderman a few minutes ago, and he told you he didn't know about the flag, but, I mean, tell me more about that conversation.
Well, that's up to him to tell you about the conversation, because, when I speak to him, I speak to him in confidence. And he did get an opportunity to explain himself, and I respect that opportunity. I expect that call, respect that call from him. But what I've asked him to do is to take the speculation out of what happened out of the minds of your 49 colleagues and address it to them on the city council floor. That's what I would do, and I think it's important for him to do that as well. I know Alderman Cicho Lopez loves his constituent and loves this city and loves the residents of this city. And I don't think this act itself, no matter what kind of way it played out, is going to diminish that. But I think he does need to apologize, well, not necessarily apologize. He needs to explain his actions to the colleagues that are, like me, hearing three or four different versions of what may have possibly happened.
But you just heard from him, and having heard from him, would you vote to censure him?
That's not a question before our council right now. And without hearing factually from him as well as others that have their version of the story, I don't know how their versions are supported, whether it's by video or picture. I wait till I get a clear picture and understanding of everything to determine whether or not my colleague should be censured.
So you believe that perhaps the conversation you had, he was lying?
If it rises to that level, I would certainly support it.
And have other aldermen been censured during your tenure?
None have. No.
So let's go back. You just said if it rises to that level, you would support it. So are you saying that if a censure motion came to the floor, you would vote for it?
I'm saying that if the facts rises to the level that one of my colleagues should be censured for a particular action, I would support it. In this case, once I find out all the facts, then if it rises to that level, yes, I would support it.
And how many colleagues are as concerned as you are?
In the same context, if it doesn't rise to the level of a censure, I would not support it. As you might know, when Carlos Alderman Ramirez Rosas' vote for censure came up, I felt that it rose to the level that he should be censured, and I voted in support of it. He's apologized. Even after his apology, I still believe that it rose to the level of being censured. And in the proper context for all of this to happen, as it did with Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa, as it did with Alderman Jim Gardner, was to have that discussion factually on what happened on the city council floor to allow me and my colleagues to make that decision on whether or not it rises to that level. Some of my colleagues in the previous two cases that I'm aware of, it did not. But to some of my colleagues, it did. You have to remember, and I referenced this yesterday, Alderman Jim Gardner made some very demeaning and derogatory comments toward a female by calling her an expletive name. That's a constitutionally protected right that he has. But it was a reprehensible act at the same time. And that was brought to the city council floor. It was discussed. He apologized for it. And we moved on from there. The same with Carlos Ramirez Rosa, Alderman Rosas. What his actions did called for conversation and debate on the city council floor where facts were spoken of and we all got an understanding of what occurred from his perspective and others' perspective. And we voted as to whether or not to censure.
And in this case, Alderman Taliaferro, do you believe that will come up for a vote?
I don't know. It's hard for me to say. We do have to have a meeting in order for that to happen. But I've encouraged my colleague, to speak his truth to the 49 members of this council.
Well, we will see if that happens. Thank you so much for joining us on WGN this afternoon.
Thank you.
Alderman Chris Taliaferro from the 29th Ward. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.